Also this week, we have news of an endangered fish. And the problem is, what we thought was one species is in fact two, so they could both be doing much worse than we thought. And this case of a fishy mistaken identity involves the white marlin. Now, these are magnificent ocean-going fish. They can weigh in at over 80 kilos, which is bigger than me, and the grota over 3 metres long, which is also bigger than me. But the problem is that they are the prized target of a multi-million dollar sport fishery. And they're also caught in huge numbers accidentally by longline fisheries, which are actually after other fish like tuna and swordfish. Now, a team of researchers co-led by Lawrence Birkircher from the NOAA Fisheries Service and Mahmoud Shivji from the Guy Harvey Research Institute, both of them in America, they've published the study in the journal Endangered Species Research, which shows that what we thought was white marlin, quite a lot of them, in fact up to 30% of recent records, could be a lookalike species, and it's called the round-scale spearfish. Now, this does look extremely like the white marlin. I don't think I would know the difference by looking at them. But actually, just a couple of years ago, we discovered this new species through genetics. And what Mahmoud and Lawrence have done is they've gone and analysed this to find out just how wrong we've been recently about how many white marlin are being caught. And the worrying picture that they're painting is that, yes, quite a lot of the fish that are being caught are in fact a different species, these spearfish. But we don't really know how much that has changed as we go back into the past. And this really has a great influence on the assessments of how both those species have been doing. And that will feed into how we've been protecting them and the conservation measures that we're going to need to look at them both. So really what this is it's sending the scientists back to the drawing board. We're going to have to really reassess both these species and find out information once again, sort of from scratch, about how they're both doing. And I think what this study is also really highlighting to us is that sometimes we think of taxonomy, that science of species identification, as a, maybe a bit of a dusty, old-fashioned pursuit that's confined to the corridors of museums. But far from it, what we're really seeing is just how important it is for us to understand what species there are in the world, especially many of the ocean-dwelling species that we're busy hunting towards extinction.
So not always true there are plenty more fish in the sea.
Sadly not.
Indeed. Thanks, Helen.